Hey, this is Rufus Teague, and all of us boys love listening to the Dylan Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've got Matt Smith from with his Green Menace Chili in here from Pit Stop Catering, and we just had another helping of that during the break. And Matt's a pretty humble guy, and just happened to mention to us during the break that his stuff was voted the best barbecue in West Michigan when they had the competition this summer.
Gonzo's
group. We didn't even know it when we invited him on, but we liked the way he presented his recipes, and I tell you what, this is the real deal, and here's the cool part, guys. You can take this stuff to hunting camp. You look him up on Facebook, or it's 608-3963 locally. Again, 608-3963. And Pit Stop Barbecue and Catering. This guy can make
and
some great
his wife.
Stuff. Right.
This guy can
make some stuff for your camp, and you got to call him up. How much lead time do you need, Matt, in order to put together a package like this for me for my camp?
Usually a couple days, just okay. Because of everything that's involved with it.
Get your order in now.
Yeah, plan ahead, guys.
I told people to let me know by November 9th if they can.
Right.
Wait, what's the date today? All right.
Yeah.
We're good.
Your wife is a partner in this catering business.
Very much so.
Yeah. What's her name?
Susan.
Susan.
Okay.
Good work, Susan.
And if I didn't mention her, then...
yeah, we know.
We wouldn't be having any more barbecue.
Oh,
I get it,
that.
Man.
No, I'd be dead.
I get it.
No, she does.
Right,
she does.
So.
She does all the sides, and she actually came up with this homemade tortilla chip recipe.
It's a very good
phenomenal.
Chip.
Yep.
You guys got it going on, man.
Thank you.
You really got it going on. But right now we're going to break to a guy that's a friend of Bob's. Tell us a little bit about this Dave Russell, Bob.
Dave was at a class I did with Chris Marks out in Chicago, and he's a real pro, but he keeps going to classes, and I like this interview. We played it once already earlier in the season, but I just thought, you know, with Zager's class coming up here Monday night at Byron Center Meets, to play the emphasis on why guys like Matt here even still go to classes, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
David Russell, the guy's an awesome championship barbecuer, and let's give a listen.
Okay, I'm in Lisle, Illinois, and I'm talking with David Russell, and he's a corporate executive chef and vice president of operations for Unilever. And good evening, David.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, you're at our class. Chris Marks and I are putting on this class here at Fireplace and Chimney Authority. And, you know, after talking to you on break, I realized you've got one of our Good One Trail Bosses, which is like the biggest, baddest trailer smoker you can get. How do you like that?
You know, I love it. And the reason I'm here today, even though our office is right down the street, I know Chris well from his experience and all his competitions that he's won and been in, and he had the opportunity a couple of years ago in Kansas City. We had about 700 chefs there, showcases, smokers and some of his knowledge along with some other great chefs in Kansas City. And when we were looking through the bowl sheet, which is the Kansas City Barbecue Society newsletter, we realized that he's doing a cooking class right here in our own town, right down the street from our house. So I grabbed my team. I said, we got to go. And, you know, you're always learning something. You can always learn something from competitors. You can always learn something from manufacturers like you guys with the Good One. And we love the unit. The Trail Boss is unbelievable. It's a great unit because in competition barbecue, we can do all four of our categories, our ribs, our chicken, our brisket, our shoulders, right on that same unit. But it's consistent. It holds up to the temperatures outside. If it's cold, raining, snowing, we've done it all. Every temperature, Bob, you know how it is in competition. And we like it for that fact alone. So we said, here's a class. I'm sure there might be some folks that are never cooked barbecue professionally or even at home, what we think is barbecue, because a lot of people right. don't really understand that grilling's not barbecue. And
well, it is to some folks.
Right. So we said, let's go, because you can always learn something.
Okay, so now you also serve on an advisory board.
I do. I'm on a lot of advisory boards, but currently I'm the regional vice president of the American Culinary Federation, which is the largest association of professional chefs in the United States and actually in the world. We have over 25,000 members. It's broken out into four regions of the country. I've been the vice president of the central region for 6 years now, which includes Louisiana and Texas and everything all the way up to the Dakotas and Minnesota. So I have the center, the heart of the United States, which I've been born and raised in the Midwest my whole life, and I'm lucky to have a lot of great culinary regions, from Texas to New Orleans to Missouri to Kansas to Chicago, Memphis, you name it. We're all right in the middle of the country. So I kind of oversee all the chefs in that part of the country.
Boy, that's pretty amazing. There's quite a variety of seasonings, styles, techniques. I mean, we interviewed Keith Guidry from Percy Guidry Company in Lafayette, Louisiana,
yeah,
last Saturday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the Cajun, you go over to Texas, and you're talking brisket, and, you know, I'm a big fan of Texas beans and brisket, and then all the way up to St. Louis. Do you cover Kansas City as well?
Yep, we cover Kansas City.
There's a whole plethora of spices there.
Even Michigan, you talk about Michigan, you know, you're talking about, you know, the whole plethora of fruit trees.
Exactly.
And orchards and a lot of the fruit woods that we use and smoke with come out of Michigan.
Yep.
And you get up into Minnesota, and we're talking about wild rice and mm-hmm. all kinds of other fun stuff up there. But
fish.
A lot of fish in particular. I mean, when you're thinking about smoking fish, you really think about Seattle, the Northwest Pacific region of the country. But, you know, here in the Midwest, even in Wisconsin and Minnesota and the Michigan area, there's a lot of fish smoking going on.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really cool, David, that you, as long as you've been smoking, that you would take the time to come to a class like this. And I know there's another competition team in there I was talking to earlier, those three big guys up in the front row, father-son team. That's, you know, kind of one of my mantras on the show is to talk about the classes, because I do a bunch of them, and I meet so many people like yourself that it is... You know, there's almost a social aspect that's bigger in this class than the actual learning. And that's probably not accurate, but it's a pretty high level.
Yeah, I think, you know, the good thing about people that cook barbecue, no matter where you go in the country, especially if they're in competition or they just enjoy it, it's really a interactive, friendly environment, because everybody likes to learn something. Everybody's willing to share their secrets.
Well, some people are.
Some people, yeah. Some people. Well, everybody leaves that one thing out,
yeah,
right, Bob?
Right.
But, you know, it's almost like chili. When you're cooking chili, if you go to... Terra Lingua and cook chili,
yes.
And you—they'll give you the—you know—you can go right online and get the top 10 recipes for chili. Does that mean you're going to be able to duplicate it in a competition? Probably not, because it's a lot of variables. Just like smoking barbecue, there's a lot of variables: the temperature outside, the how long you put the rub on, what kind of rub you're using, the type of meat's an animal. You know, that's the thing that people don't understand, is everything that we smoke is an animal, and every animal is different. You know, you try and get as consistent as you can, but you're at the mercy of, you know, one slab of ribs versus the other that you picked up about 2 weeks ago versus the one you have now. And there's so many variables that, you could have the best barbecue champion in the world give you everything, every secret, everything they learn, and it's up to you to try and duplicate it.
Yeah. Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are live right now. This is a competition class we're doing, and we're talking with David Russell, and he's a corporate executive chef and a competition cooker, and. So you've got a great varied culinary background, and I'm sure you've got a lot of tales, and I'm certainly sure you have a lot of recipes. What's the toughest thing you ever put on that good one?
You know, we did a couple bone-in leg of lambs. We wanted to do a Greek-themed night, one night with all my friends in the neighborhood, and everybody made the spreads, and we got some fresh pita, and we made a couple other things, but we didn't want to brine, we didn't want to over-rub a leg of lamb. We wanted to have the natural flavors, just some fresh rosemary, some mm-hmm. garlic, salt and pepper, salt, pepper, thyme, and put it on there, and we wanted to not over-smoke it, get it, you know, so we weren't cooking it like a pork shoulder.
Right.
We wanted really that, and it came out great. It was really outstanding. And the best part is you can set that throttle on the good one.
Your damper.
Damper to, you know, 11 o'clock, and it's going to be consistent and smoke at that 230, 240 degrees, 250 degrees with just a bump, a hair bump on it, and change the temperature. But the leg of lamb came out great. It had a little smoke flavor, but it had that meaty, gamey lamb flavor, and it was not what I'm normally going to cook on a smoker.
My mouth's watering right now.
It was excellent. It was great.
Yeah, we have done a lot of lamb and a lot of lamb recipes on the show. Can you buy fresh lamb around here quite easily?
Sure, sure. Okay. I mean, we're in the Chicago area, so you can get just about anything you want. But there's a lot of ethnic grocery stores, too, in the area that you can go to you know, a Middle Eastern grocery store, and they'll be happy to get, you know, trim up a bone-in leg of lamb for you, take the bone out for you, and cook it right on there, which is just as good, too.
Well, listen, David, we sure appreciate you talking to us today. We have a class to finish up, so we better get back in there before Chris gets mad.
Barbecue.
All right. Hey, thanks. That was David C. Russell from Unilever Food Solutions, and that's a lot of fun, okay? We'll be back at you.
Yeah, that's a great interview that Bob put together there with David. He got a lot to teach a lot of people. He's the teacher's teacher. It's kind of cool. But coming up next, we're going to finish up our packing list for the deer camp. We're going to talk a little bit about scotch eggs, venison fajitas, and we're going to reach out to the Rub Daddies because there's local classes going on as well. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.